Hi, everyone, and welcome to the State of State Schools podcast. I'm your host, John Stamper, Christian author, former homeschooler, and former public school teacher. Once a week, I'll give a quick recap of the most important headlines in education and pull back the curtain on what's really happening in our kids' schools. If you're a teacher, parent, or homeschool family, this podcast is for you. Thanks for listening, and let's get started. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 60. In this episode, there's really only one thing that I want to discuss, and that's the increasing efforts to control and regulate home education or homeschooling. For those of you who don't send your kids to government or private schools, but you teach your children at home instead, you may be enjoying that God-given freedom of training up your children in the way they should go. But there's no guarantee that freedom will last forever. I think the common mindset is that public schools do their own thing, private schools do their own separate thing, and homeschoolers are also doing their own thing. They're all separate. But a lot of powerful people and powerful groups want to bring you and your children under the control of federal and state authority. And they're trying to do it in the name of accountability and transparency. Many private schools are already under control of state governments, thanks in part to school choice funds and the voucher system. And that control has been handed over without as much as a second thought. And I'm talking about the school choice movement, of course. It's no secret that homeschooling has boomed over the last few years, thanks in large part to the COVID lockdowns and the ridiculousness that ensued. But generally speaking, government schools have been failing academically for decades. But in recent years, it's become overly obvious that government schools are indoctrinating children with anti-American, anti-family, anti-Christian, anti-Bible, socialist, and Marxist ideologies, such as DEI, CRT, and the transgender movement. In fact, that's exactly what the public school system, quote unquote, was designed to do. So in that regard, the public schools have been incredibly successful. The federal government has no right to dictate how parents educate their own children. Yet the federal government, as well as state governments, teachers' unions, and school districts across the country, they're sold out to the idea that children belong in government schools as early as 3 and 4 years old, and that government schools should become community centers that are open 24/7. Now, this would create a socialist utopian hellscape in which parents have no role and no real significance at all. So I thank God that families are leaving the government schools in droves. But everyone knows it's happening. And the powers that be, the teachers' unions, politicians, radical left-wing activists, and many conservatives, and even many Christians, believe the government is responsible for taking your tax money and using it to pay for someone else's child to be indoctrinated. And if these people get their way, the federal government will take control of home education as well. And if that happens, what you teach your children inside your own home will be no different from what's being taught down the street at your local government school. You'll most likely be required to promote a Marxist, woke, atheist, sexually perverted curriculum. And you'll most likely be required to do that if you receive and use public funds for education, such as vouchers. Now, how can the state force you to promote those things inside your own home? Well, if you accept public funds, such as vouchers, under the guise or umbrella of school choice, the government has the right and obligation by law to oversee how you're spending those public funds. But you might say, hey, it's my tax money being given back to me. The government can't control how I spend my money. Yeah, but your private money was funneled through the government system, and now your private money has become public money. Boom. So if you take that school choice money, then you just ate the cheese in the mousetrap, and the government got you. But you also might think, well, I live in Florida, and our legislature promised they would never interfere with homeschooling. Ron DeSantis is our governor. He would never allow that. So they can't control what's taught in my home. Well, okay, let me ask you, how much do you trust your government? What happens when you get a new governor or a new legislature that changes the school choice policy in your state? It'll be too late because you gave them keys to your house already, and you trusted them to never, ever use those keys to get in. And that's the danger of school choice. That's the danger of using public funds for home education. Now, I know school choice is nuanced and it differs from state to state. And I know that teachers' unions and left-wingers generally don't support it. And most conservatives do support it. The left says school choice will defund government schools. And the right says, well, parents should have a say. But the problem is that no matter what side of the aisle you're on, school choice is socialist in nature. It takes your money through legal plunder, aka taxes, and it gives it away to other people. Education is not a right like free speech, so the federal government has no say whatsoever. But states are different. I heard someone say recently that school choice is the most libertarian idea they've heard in ages, or something to that effect. No, school choice is not libertarian, not even close. Simply because it's a government program that increases the size and control of government. Libertarians don't support that. School choice funds are the cheese in the mousetrap. They're the shackles that come with the shekels. Now, I said all of that just to talk about the homeschool hub. Homeschool hub, which just might be the newest mousetrap. Alex Newman wrote an article in the Harbinger Daily warning that Homeschool Hub is seeking to control home education. The Homeschool Hub claims to be the newest leader in all things homeschooling. Research, resources, data, you name it. It was created at Johns Hopkins School of Education, and the group says they want to bring quote-unquote transparency to homeschooling, which transparency is just a code word for more government oversight. Control of education, especially home education, is something the United Nations has been gunning for decades now. The creator of Homeschool Hub said, quote, "As homeschooling continues to expand and evolve, we need a better understanding of this growing and diversifying education sector. We need policy based on facts, not historical stereotypes. My hope is that the Homeschool Hub will help fill these needs, to increase transparency and expand awareness to encourage evidence-driven policy," end quote. So there it is. Homeschool Hub wants to create policy and increase, quote-unquote, transparency. Now, let me ask you parents out there who are teaching your kids at home, do you want or need anyone to create a policy for how you teach your kids at home? Well, that's the mentality of these big government socialist groups. They often feel entitled to control other people's kids. Now, of course, the Homeschool Hub uses nice sounding buzzwords. Like, who could disagree with transparency, right? I mean, if you're not transparent, then you must be hiding something. You must be dangerous. Ooh. But transparency with what you're teaching your children in your own home? How would that work? How do they plan on achieving that? Well, using school choice is one very easy solution. If you take those public funds, by law, government oversight is attached. Even if your state legislature says the government will not dictate what you teach inside your home, they're obligated by law to regulate public funds and where those tax dollars are going. So do you trust your state's DOE, Department of Education, which is most likely overrun with Marxists? Well, I wouldn't. And that's really the only question you need to ask yourself. Do I trust the government to give me quote unquote free money and stay out of my business? The answer, I hope, is a resounding no, and that should settle it. So my suggestion is to say no to school choice, say no to tax-funded vouchers, and be aware of groups like the Homeschool Hub, which seek to bring home education under their control, even with nice-sounding words like transparency and education freedom. And as always, do your own research. Start with God's word, then perhaps the Constitution, and perhaps some history books. Story number two, Jessica Tapia was a PE teacher and coach in California who was fired last January for refusing to use preferred pronouns with children and for refusing to lie to their parents about their child's trans identity, also for refusing to allow boys into the girls' locker rooms. Jessica said that as a Christian, she cannot comply with her school's policies, which required her to lie. Soon after Jessica was fired, she filed a lawsuit against her former employer, and just this week reached a settlement worth $360,000. Since leaving her teaching career, Jessica has become an outspoken advocate for parents' rights and protecting children, as well as standing on the truth of God's word. Jessica said, quote, "From the second that I was pulled into my first meeting with the district, I knew this was some serious spiritual warfare and just a battle on truth that we're seeing across the nation, especially in education and in and around children," end quote. Jessica's settlement sends a clear message to schools around the country that if you try to deny free speech or the freedom of religion and try to force woke ideologies on teachers and students, you'll likely end up paying for it big time, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars even. So thanks to Jessica's courage and her obedience to God's word, as well as her absolute refusal to lie to children and their parents, a major precedent has now been set. Jessica has also partnered with Advocates for Faith and Freedom to create an initiative called Teachers Don't Lie, which provides teachers of faith with resources on their constitutional rights. Well, that's all I have for you in this episode. Thank you for listening. That's the State of State Schools. Take care, everybody.